Immigration and Customs Enforcement is looking to set the record straight. You were just talking about them in relation to fast-track deportations. Of course, what they're trying to do is stop people from, you know, coming over, applying for asylum, you know, sitting in a detention center for, whatever, 20 days, and then being released into the public and told, hey, you got to come back in a year or two or three and see an immigration judge. And then they never do. And I, you know, in some ways, I can't blame them. I mean, you got a pretty good thing going here in America. Right? I mean, we are the land of opportunity. And would you really want to go back and see a judge? But ICE right now is trying to tell people the good things they're doing. And despite what we're told, I think ICE does a lot to protect immigrants. Here's KTAR's Griselda Cetino.
Albert Carter with ICE says one of the biggest misconceptions.
ICE does not conduct raids. We conduct targeted enforcement operations.
He says they target individuals who've been convicted of a crime, have been removed and reentered the country illegally, or didn't show up to a court hearing.
Yeah, so there you go. And top of that list, people who have been convicted of a crime. Of course, then you got the people who were told, hey, go home to your home country. In fact, here's a ticket to do so. And then they come back into the country illegally or they don't show up for a court hearing. And Albert Carter with ICE explained a few other things, but I want to focus really on this. ICE officers do need a search warrant issued by a court to enter a home or a business, but they don't need a warrant to pick individuals up who have done the things that we were just talking about. And maybe you've seen that whole abolish ICE campaign, you know, the hot take for immigrant activists who, you know, they unfurl these banners at their protests. And you got members of Congress who have even jumped on the abolish ICE bandwagon. But I think, you know what, they've got it all wrong. There might be some agents out there, some ICE agents who are doing the wrong thing. Hey, you get that with any agency, right? You get people who are in any agency, and my goodness, you're going to have a couple of bad apples. But the truth of the matter is, when they are removing criminals from the United States, they're not just removing criminals from the U.S., they're removing criminals from immigrant communities. And even the people who are in this country illegally, that are otherwise keeping their nose clean, those are the people who are targeted most because they're living next door to them. So the radical abolish ICE activists should be painting banners for the next protest that says, thanks, ICE, and maybe even start an awareness campaign called Abolish ICE Hate.